There is still plenty of room for people who would like to add to the public art project taking place this month at the China Bridge parking lot. Artist Emily Herr has all of September to make it happen, but if things keep going as they did the first day, she may finish a little ahead of schedule. About 5 people showed up on Saturday, and Herr says people were a little hesitant at first.
People's first response is always, oh, you don't want me. You don't want me to paint on your wall. And I'm like, no, I absolutely do. For one thing, I want everybody's input. I think it's important for a public art piece to reflect the community that's going to be surrounding it and seeing it every day. For another thing, participants, volunteers, the community's job is not to make it perfect. It's to add energy and life and texture, and then my job is to come back and craft it into something coherent. So the more energy and different styles and approaches we can get, the better.
Herr says they finished the first layer before lunch. The 4 levels of the garage will each have a different theme.
Each wall has its own color scheme. The colors are based on the wildflowers that are going to be the final product. So this wall is light whites and blues and pinks and purples, cornflowers, asters, those kinds of flowers. But it's also reflecting this sort of winter sports, outdoors, Olympics element of Park City. So the other floors will have similarly Park City-based themes. The town history is the next one down. Arts and culture is the KPCW wall. And then the open space outdoor environment is the bottom wall.
Local artist Bridget Meinhold says she had selfish reasons for telling Herr about the job.
I told Emily about the RFP because I knew it would be a great mural project, and she's the best muralist I know. And so I wanted to get her out to Utah to show off her skills. And it was a little selfish. I wanted her to come hang out in Park City for a month, too.
She says it's a unique opportunity for everyone in Park City, regardless of their skill level, to be artists for a day and have their work memorialized.
I love how it involves community and involves people who don't think that they're artists, but they come out and they get to be part of it, and they get to make something that is a lot more special because so many people are involved.
Meinhold says people will be surprised how their inner child will show up, waking their inner artist once they have brush in hand. Herr says she can't do it without you and encourages you to join her and Tyler.
I'm inviting everybody to create sort of the meat of the imagery and the texture, the color, and that'll happen on the weekends. And then during the week, Mooney and I are going to paint silhouettes of wildflowers, local native wildflowers, kind of carving it into the existing layer of paint.
Saturdays are participation days when the public gets to paint. You can check the available dates at chinabridge.eventbrite.com. Herr and Tyler welcome artists and non-artists of all ages and skill levels. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.